Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are reliable. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
I had to get a new phone, and it got me effed up. I lost my phone.
At least,
so.
At least that new phone you have, Brother Duwadia, is very clear.
Oh, it is?
Extremely clear.
It was the cheapest one they had.
Hey, it's working, though.
Yeah. Shonda just got in my case. She told me, when you going to get your brother a good phone, you wouldn't get cheap. So, I ain't got that kind of budget. But this subject that we're talking about, Brother Drew, the mind, you and Brother Mahal, me and Cole, and most everybody in our study group, we have studied with a lot of people, Dr. Ben, Clark, Farrakhan, Yalk. These are known black professors, that people that gave you good knowledge on our history. But I have never, ever heard a lecture that they did on the mind. We're the first group that address the mind. See, in the Bible, we'll renew the mind. So when me and Cole come up on that, what do renewing the mind means that if you had to renew your mind, then that means everything that you've been taught in a school system that became a belief of your parents, you had to throw that shit out the window because it wasn't no good. I mean, that's why the average person would say, well, why do I need to renew what I believe in? I got a doctor's degree in that belief. But you had to understand of the mind. What is a mind? A mind is a school of thoughts. Now, when we walked up on that, understanding that this is what a mind is, it's something that you've been taught. You've been taught the first 3 years of your life. It started in the womb, but when you got here, you had a subconscious mind. Your mind still was in subconscious, but you couldn't do shit for yourself, didn't know who the hell you were. Them first 3 years, you learn through seeing and hearing. And this is how the mind is developed. It's a school of thoughts. Now, when we go back and we study we ask ourselves a question, where did our mind come from? And it came from an American secret society school system. And when we go look at what they say, how did they develop us? We go to school in America. When we started, it was 6 years old to 18 years old. That's 12 years. America say it takes 12 years of them teaching you a school system of their belief that would make you a good American, that you can go out in America and work, find a job, and you can become a good American in American way of thinking. So we didn't ask ourselves a damn thing. Those other scholars didn't ask themselves. None of these questions that we're explaining right now is, who is America? America is a secret society that came from America. Drop the A, M-E-R-I-C-A. This is what it was called before it became America. It was called M-E-R-I-C-A. In Angel Land. See, it was Angel Land before it was England. So The Great Seal of America belonged to a secret society called the Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons. That's what it's Great Seal come from, that's on the dollar bill, that nobody, they don't teach you a damn thing about it in school. They don't teach you nothing about that. So when we pondered and seen where these descendants came from, that mean that the people that call themselves Americans, they didn't call themselves that tomato. First, 1776, and the first American was John Hancock. He was the first one that created treason to England when he signed the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Preamble, and sent it over there. The reason he had to do that, because he was the Grand Poutine of Lodge Number 1 at that time, meaning that he was the HNIC, the head person in charge of these 72 Masons that started America. And you that lived in it, up under this system, became an American. Now, when we look at this, we can see that this 12 years of school system came down through from May the 1st, 1776, because you can go back and Google the first school in America. Well, the first school in America was a Quaker school. They didn't have none of the belief, and they was only teaching their people at that certain, the aristocrats is who was getting taught, and not the slave, the common people, as we know as common people, was getting taught in a school system. You didn't, the people that call themselves Black African Americans, you didn't get a school system to after 1870. And you didn't get first-rate school system. I came through that part of the school system when you didn't, you had books that was 5 years old, that system. But they conquered you with a word called G-O-D, God. Now, when we go back and trace the history of God, God is a 6th-century word. That's when we study with etymology, the study of the origin of the word. Before these Anglo-Saxons, is who they actually are, believed in the word God, they called a creator good in the 5th century. 3rd century, they called him Wooten. 1st century, his name was Odin. In Odin, that's where the book stops. And the people that died at that time would go to Valhalla. And the only way you went to Valhalla was that you was a warrior. And you had to die with your weapon in your hand. If you didn't die with your weapon in your hand, you wandered. The other place, if you wasn't a warrior that you went from, if you had a good spirit and good mind, was called Avalon. You call it heaven now. It got renamed heaven. And if you went to the place where the undead would walk around, it was called Hades. It wasn't called hell. That's what it was called first. But our mind is controlled by this one word, God. And when we look at everything, Brother Mahal, we see that this word God, everybody believes that there is a God. 95% of the people believe that there is a God, that has actually been a God. They walked around here, and nobody know nothing about this goddamn word until the 6th century. And you can see where the mind is conquered by this one word, and it ain't going to be too much damn renewing of the mind to not believe in that because of what we've been taught. And then it get into the hereditary genetic traits. It'll get into your genes. And you automatically believe what mama and daddy told you was the truth. Well, this was given to them. This religion was given to you in 1870. And in 1870, you couldn't be but two religion. You could either be Methodist or Baptist. That's the only two denominations they would let you be. Now you can be any damn thing you want because they done had them conquered your mind over a period of 152 years from 1870 to right now. When you first started worshiping, most people that look like me and you believe in Christianity. Well, Jesus didn't believe that someone looked like me and you had a soul until they had the 13th and 14th Amendment, and they say they had mixed their seed with you, and you was half human, that it was all right for you to worship up under their leadership, up under their supervision, to worship this God called Jesus Christ. And nobody had never heard of this God named Jesus Christ till the 15th century, because there wasn't no J's in nobody's language until that time period. So what you believe in is automatically a goddamn lie. That makes a zip down fool out of you. And your mind can't see that because your mind has been educated. See, this dealing with the mind, Brother Mahal, I think it's the highest form of a lecture that you could deal with. It's to deal with how the mind
works. And there's another aspect to it as well, Brother Dawadia. There's a brother. It's called Neunetics. So it's understanding these words. Like you say, okay, this word didn't exist 500 years ago, 550 years ago. You're absolutely correct. I mean, I know you're correct. Now we go into the actual linguistic and etymological breakdown of some of these words so it can really get at what these folks are talking about and what the lay people believe it, because they get handed a belief, which is an entirely different thing here. So they got handed a, while the actual controllers and handlers, that they're not into belief. They're into control. So back to you, bro. I mean, I'm just edifying what you just got through saying. It's a whole higher level to this thing.
Go ahead on. I'm giving you 15 minutes. I mean, see, the mindset that they gave you is hope, faith, praying, and worshiping a God that died over 2,000 years in the Eastern Hemisphere, came across the water from the Western Hemisphere, that will give you salvation when you die.
Right.
Ain't nobody look like me and you. Ain't no, you say you from Africa. Ain't no African tribe believed in that shit.
No. And the folks on that continent who's believing in it now have divorced themselves, have been pulled out of what their original schools of thoughts were, and now they're placed in this other thing, and it's like they've been infected with a virus, because now they're going against their own people in terms of what the truth to the entire science is. And they're not even dealing in that now. Now they're so bad, they've got a huge statue, like in the country of Nigeria. They have a huge statue over there that's just as large as the one in São Paulo, Brazil. So, then they say, he's God. This is what they're saying on the African continent. He is God. Okay, all right. Well, hey, lead them to their school of thought.
Right, and see, as we look at this lecture, we can see everybody has been fooled to create a mind of what this Anglo-Saxon, which would be the Germanic race of people, believe in. The majority of the people, as we speak right now, believe in this, in their mindset. And if you renew your mind, you have to throw out everything that they taught you is false teaching. It's against the teaching of the second law of nature, the laws of opposites, black, white. See?
Yeah.
It's completely opposite of you.
And you know, Brother Dawadia, this thing about what is mind, the same thing is going on in this so-called Islamic religion. See,
right.
And so this is what some of my links and what I've been doing on that site called Al Ginkgo and another site called Benjamin Bilal, or they refer to him as instructor. So both of them have YouTube channels, but they also have private channels. But this is what we've been talking about. We've been doing the breakdown on what was the forms of spiritual science, and we're discussing who overthrew the original way of life and what this thing that's in the world right now. So, you know, you talk about the name Jesus. It wasn't, you know, no one was using that 550 years ago, nor were they using it 2,000 years ago. now I'm dealing with the whole thing about the what's been laid out in the world of Islam, and it's the same exact pattern. So what we're looking at is the people who created these different deals are all, they know each other on the back end in their secret rooms. They know one another. And so they're just getting benefit out of the individual setup of these things that have become worldwide phenomenons. And I call them a phenomenon because you got 2 billion people who are Christians, and you got practically 2 billion people who are Muslims in the world. So, you know, and now they're coming, they're looking for, the lay people are now looking for answers because something is they see it's something's wrong. And the stuff just doesn't add up no more. And then they're realizing that the things that they were told to do, to pray, to fast, and to do all this stuff was all put forth by these people who already had these pagan, these, I won't call them pagan, who had these rites before these religions really got big in the way that they are today in the world. They're starting to look at it and go, oh, my goodness, what is this exactly? Because now we're going back using the breakdown of these actual words like Odin, Woden. Wednesday is named after Woden. It's Woden. In their calendars, the middle of the week, and people in church having Bible studies haven't read. Some of them are those who realize it. There is one of two choices they make. One is they get completely out of it because they recognize what's going on. Thursday is the name for Thor. All of this is out of the Yafit line, the Gog Magog, Gomer families, Gog, all of them. Germain is German today, okay? I mean, in terms of how we use these terms. And they set up everything in the Middle East also. So now you got somebody, Haber. So this is how these folks over there who came from where they came from are loosely using a word that we are familiar with, but at the same time you realize it's something different because they're not dealing with who we understood Eber to be, which is a whole different bloodline if you want to go that route and follow that narrative or that story. So we're looking and breaking down really what's going on with mind, and whatever this is a very, very, very advanced form of artificial intelligence. And they put it right there in the Old Testament. The name of the God was called AI. And they could say artificial intelligence in the programs and the technology and all that stuff now, which they do. But most of the time, notice how they do that. They say AI. So it's like you're using the name of an original artificial intelligence god of some kind from back in the day? And the answer is more than likely they are. Back to you, Ron.
Right. And you see, we can ask ourselves a question. How did a Muslim become a Shiite Muslim, a Sunni Muslim, a Baha'i Muslim, a Sikh Muslim, Essene Muslim, a Druid Muslim?
Right.
You were not at the beginning. What happened that you started splitting up the tribes and created all of these other ways of life and belief, and you conquered people and made them believe in that way of life? It's the same way with Christianity. The pagan, the pagan god, Woden, which is Wednesday, every Wednesday, they worship this pagan god, the Anglo-Saxon, especially the pig. See, the P-I-C-T-S, picks, the Teuton.
Right.
And you had to know their history. See, when we study their history, this is what we run into. And I noticed everybody now is calling themselves a Teuton, that's a Druid, because the Teutons dyed their hair red, blue, and purple to fight a war, and they fought it buck naked. These was the tribe that was in Angel Land, not England, but Angel Land. That's what it was called first, in the Britain. See, these tribes, this, and then they came out of Gaul. These are the tribes that started Christianity, but kept the pagan, everything pagan in Christianity, which most Christianity has conquered the mind of most people that look like us.
Now, look at what you said a moment ago. You said P-I-P-S, right?
P-I-C-T-S.
Look at this word, because now you can't see it, and this is using nunetics as a breakdown in science of how language is being used. You don't see it right off the bat when you say P-O-P-E, pope. You don't see that. But you see it when you spell it with the plural, P-O-P-E-S. Now drop the vowels, and you can see the consonants. You see the double P, and you see the S, which means this guy's title is going all the way back to one of these original gods you were just talking about.
Yeah. His title is, all of them is Pope. But the main one that's in charge at Vatican, he is called Promus Maximus. So
exactly.
When we go back and study, Constantine was the last emperor before Christianity took over. He was the last Promus Maximus to the god Mitra, which is old Hindu god that the sailors of Carthage worship, and the Romans couldn't whoop their ass, not the black god. So the Roman soldiers started worshiping Mitra. And they got some bad stuff in there, because you can see where homosexuality started with that.
Right. But see that's a Roman tactic. If they can't defeat you, infiltrate you. So do what you're doing. You look at the statement that we say in English, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Right.
So, you know, especially now you're not even thinking about you're going to go someplace and you're going to conquer them. You're going to go and you're going to act the way that they act. You're going to get absorbed into their schools of thought. You know, I mean, it's the same thing in the Book of Maccabees. It says that when the Greeks rolled up in there, they said, let us take on their ways. Let us take on their gods. And then so they patterned themselves and did everything it says in the manner of the Greeks.
Right. And here's what all we got to do is ask ourselves a question. What is America's school system? It's the Sophite school system. That was 12.
Correct. That's Greek.
12 schools of thoughts up in ancient Greek. Only 5 schools survived, and the first school they killed was Dialogue.
Right, Alexander, which was the school?
Alexander the Great says that these schools of thoughts, the Sophite schools, will last for 2,000 years. This is 2023. Alexander made that prophet. Alexander the Great, you can go up on, they telling everything up on that new movie they done put of Alexander the Great, where he was a homosexual, that boy he was going with, he went with women and men, but he had a special, they got them in the movie kissing and doing everything. They didn't hold back no lie, and they told the truth. So when we ask ourselves about America, let's ask ourselves, who was the ancient Sophites? What did they believe?
Mm-hmm.
They believed in L-O-V-E, and they said it was 4 types of love. That was agape, doge, phthalo, agave stoge, phthalo, and syrup. Now, that love was man and woman, that's Eros. Man and man, phthalo.
Right.
The other one, I have a hard time. It meant woman and woman, and then they had this agape, means God, the love of God. But the only thing about agape love, everywhere you read about agape God, it says you can't use these other love because you had the love of God only. He was jealous
right.
that you had this eros, phthalo, and stoge, form of love that was in the church. This is what American school system, this is when they teach you love this, we need more love, that's all you can hear, I love you. See, but love, when you love somebody, it creates pain and sorrow. Everything that you love creates pain and sorrow.
Right, and again, to edify what you're saying, that's my big mama's teaching.
She said,
right,
"If you love anything but God, it would cause
right.
you pain and sorrow." She said she didn't care what it was. And see,
and it's the name of God,
right? And you are taught to love everybody, but see, let's look at this mind. See, when they give you the school of thoughts and starts you to believing in that school of thought, that creates a personality. That personality creates a behavior. That behavior, now this is the one I want you to expound on. See, that school of thoughts that created a belief first, that created your personality, that created your behavior, created your damn, they made a song out of it, attitude. And that's when that mind get in the worst condition that you can get into is the attitude. That's the reason that you had to discipline your child at 3 years old or when he's taught from birth with his attitude, because from
uh-huh.
2, 3, and 4 years old, he got a badass goddamn attitude. And you had to send a message from his ass to his brain to put this attitude in correct. That's what's wrong with the world right now, especially America. You don't see nobody adjusting this 3-year-old, this 2-year-old attitude that falls out in the store, cuss his mama out, hit his mama, slap the shit out, do all kinds of shit is up on news media with this child and his mind. It's because you had to know how our mind works. Ain't no other Clark and Farrakhan and Dr. Yalkin, they didn't teach this. I don't know nowhere they taught. I learned a whole lot, especially from Erica. I learned a whole lot of knowledge from them, but I kept on traveling and then put it in perspective. But I don't know nobody talked, no study group talked with me and Cohen and Mahal and Drew and all the rest of us teach. And you just didn't, we didn't get it. We're getting it now. We're the first people to teach in this that look like me and you. It's how
right.
breaking it down of how this thing works, because we got a major problem with people's minds now. Look at the mind. See, and it came out in 2000 that people born after 1970, they didn't say Mexican, black, or this. They said people born after 1970 in America, 45% of them was mentally ill or on mind-controlling drugs, and they toddlers, which is 0 to 5 years old, was on mind-controlling drugs or was mentally ill. Well, that goddamn toddler, when they gave that survey in 2000, he's 23 years old now. And you can look at his goddamn mind of that person that's in their 20s and 30s-year-old bracket. Look at their mind from the teenager, from zero to 35 years old. Look at his mind. And it's worse from that zero to 30 years old. His
right.
mind is completely warped. He's got his pants down. He's rapping. He all in his car. His mind is totally controlled by the system. That this was prearranged of how to conquer you up under the Scottish Rite Illuminati Mason system of the three ruffins is what they call it. Jubilee, Jubilee, Jubilum. The three ruffins. What? Who is the three ruffins? What do they say about that? How they can conquer a nation of people by taking away your knowledge of who you are and making you him, meaning an American. Now use a black American, a Chinese American, and Korean America. And if you notice something, like we noticed something, that at the third generation, and we started in 1970 when the boat people came over here, the third generation that's over here right now, two-thirds of them can't speak their language. They know nothing about their culture, but they will tell you that they are Americans and tell the old heads that shit, they don't believe in that shit, that you don't even speak that language around them. They're Americans. This is how they've been programmed. This is what this 12 years of school system do to your mind. You can't see that? You got to see this shit that we're
yeah.
talking about. You got to see this. They make you in America after 12 years. They take you at 3 years old now and start you. They do a good job on your ass now. They failed with me and you because they started us at 6 years old, but they conquered the generation of people. Mine, to believe what the American believe. This is what the people are speaking out in Ghana, the Chinese. They call it Western culture and Western ways of the American. They don't want their people with that. And that's what the problem with. That's what Putin talking about. That's what they talking about. The whole world has become Americanized through a music that came into existence after 1970 called hip-hop. It made every nation of people bow down to it because the youngsters in that country started imitating the blacks over here. He was a Negro that was a colored person up until 1970. He was a black African American. You started imitating his culture, his beliefs, his ways, and his music, which was put on 440, which is a frequency that
right.
controlled your mind.
Yeah, they dropped them down from 520 and higher
right.
down to 440. And 440, when you're listening to the beats and everything, even classical music, that is, because they said that when they first was suggesting, and it was a, I forget how they said it did it, but it was political. The classical musicians protested against
right.
going to that frequency of 440 because
because
it leaves, and the way it affects your body, it leaves
right.
out the brain, the mind, the thinking, and it hits you from all the way down.
Let's look at something, Brother Mahal. Nature is on middle C. That's what we used to tune all our instruments on middle C.
Yeah, that's like 520.
Yeah, and when they started 440, then let's look at something. From 1970 to now, Look at how the white boy talks. Look how the 20-year-old white boy talk versus the 20-year-old white boy in 1950.
Yeah, I watch a lot of the old military from YouTube channels, Nuclear Vault and stuff like that's what they call it. But you actually listen to how the master sergeants talked and all of that, and they talked slower.
Right.
And I'm seeing these guys all talk like they got brain damage.
Right. And only those people will not understand what they're saying. I had to tell this girl when she was sitting up my phone, I said, baby, you got to slow down. You talking on 440. I say, I'm old, man. You got to slow yourself down and talk. And she said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I say, I know you used to talking to people your age, which have been reprogrammed.
Right.
They reprogram you after 1970. This is what they did. They reprogram your mind. Now look all over the world, even in China. Man, the shit they doing in China, you couldn't do that shit, that Western custom that's in Beijing and Singapore right now as we speak. They Americans. They rapping harder than the black rappers, the Filipino rappers, the Chinese rappers, the Vietnamese rappers. They got them all. You can go on YouTube and look at them. Look at what that concept, and they put you on that frequency, on believing in God, where they control the world now with their school of thoughts. And see, you can see that their school of thoughts, look what they're creating, mass killing, all of this shit. It's Western. It's America. It's this white boy. And when you call yourself, you put that adjective on your name, black, I'm a black American. Where was the white one first? I'm a black Gentile. It was a white Gentile first. How did you become a goddamn black one? See, these are questions that I'm going to ask you that you needed and had asked yourself. See, because this is like I said, this is a heavy subject. Very heavy.
It'll take several shows because it's not that it's a heavy subject. It is, but at the same time, it's an expanding and continuing to expand subject. This is why it's so interesting, very interesting, because it keeps going back, and at some point, people are going to realize that everything they have been told is a lie, and they're telling you it is.
See, you said something real interesting about language that I want you to expound upon. See, there's a time period in history that they had the Romance language.
Yeah.
Versus the pure language. Where did that start?
Right.
Yeah, see, all of this is stuff that we, you see, all this stuff, we studied this. We studied this. And you get a clear picture of it. Because you got to understand, when you believe wrong, it'll create a problem for you.
Yes.
Called mental illness. Because that certain words in this language, see, the Bible and many books tell you you had to go back to a pure language. A pure language is wrote with calligraphy, which is sign, symbol, the number. It's not writing and wrote with cursive alphabet. It is not read from left to right. It is what the original language is read from right to left. If your mind had to realize this. And it wasn't wrote in cursive. Right, and that's when your ass is cursed. That's when they call it cursive. Because it's not a pure language. There's a statement in the Bible said that you had to go back to the pure language before you can understand any goddamn thing that was written in the Bible.
And then not at just the that, it also mentions that, right, it also mentions in Zephaniah that not only that, a pure language will be returned to the people so that
right.
they can call on what they need to call on and utilize what basically what they need to utilize, it says, with this pure tongue, it's gonna be returned back. So apparently the higher minds, and I'm using the word minds, the higher minds is fully aware that what we are babbling in currently, there's no juice to it.
Yeah, see, what did we go back to studying? The pure language. And it's in the Bible. At the 119th Psalms. It's in there. It's in there. But you had to take the vowels out that a 6th century Mesmerite Jew, when he started Messianic belief, in Judaism, you have to take them damn vowels out of there. And then you got the original pure language where you read it, Genesis 11 chapter, where everybody spoke. Everybody all over the world spoke this language till something happened. They give you some kind of helped up story about Babylon and said, no, it's when this heathen came out of the subhuman being came out of the Caucasus Mountain and start conquering human beings and changing their name and changing their language. Every name that you got over here has been changed to a white boy. That place wasn't called Africa. We weren't called Cherokee. We weren't called
weren't. Nope.
We weren't called Creek Nation.
We wasn't called Blackfoot.
We weren't called.
And we weren't called Blackfeet. None of these names we were called.
No, all of these Washita. We weren't called them names. Everything that a white boy conquered, he renamed it in the name of the Catholic Church when he first conquered it. This is what he gave to the heathens. What he called us heathens. He conquered us in the name of Jesus Krishna, which became Jesus Christ in the first 15th century. But he started off as Jesus Krishna. That's why the Roman Catholic Church, when a group of people broke away from the Roman Catholic Church and started the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church called them Antichrist. Then some people broke away from the Catholic Church, started another religion. They was called the Antichrist. That's who the goddamn Antichrist is. The Antichrist is who is against the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. And all your Protestant churches and all your churches in nowadays was against the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. But in America, we ask ourselves a question. What is America's national religion? It's Anglo-Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching upon the Pauline belief of the Nicene Creed and the Apostle
Creed. Which became
creed.
The term
and
Anglican.
Right. And each one of them creeds say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. But you ask any nigga that's a Baptist or a Methodist, do you believe in the Catholic Church? He'll tell you, hell no. But your creed that you up under with your simple ass, that you didn't go check out what white folks give you in 1870, your creed says, I believe in the Catholic Church. And every Sunday morning, if you're a Methodist, you goddamn recite the Apostle Creed for you have service. And you say out of your mouth, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. And then when I ask you, do you believe in it, like I asked my mama, who's 99 years old, she said, no, I don't believe in no Catholic Church. I said, well, why you said it? And, boy, when she realized what she had said, she said, well, I have to think about this, son, and do some research. I said, every Sunday, for 99 years. You done
hey, Brother Water.
Huh?
I just wanted to add something to the topic, you know, we're talking about the mind. Here lately, I've been seeing, I kid you not, it's on a weekly basis that women are just taking their clothes, stripped naked downtown, walking downtown. I just saw it today. I've been seeing it every week. I said, what is making these people take their clothes off? Not just women, guys too. I said, something is making them just strip.
I seen one yesterday walking down. Listen. You know where the VA hospital out comes from, the VA hospital? Joker was buckstone naked.
Yeah.
Hollering and screaming, walking down the street. Everybody looking at him.
Yeah, I've been seeing that a lot. And I mean, I've seen a lot from different races, too. It's like people just taking off their clothes and just walking.
Mentally illness. It's look at that stats back of the people born after 9th. They mentally ill. They 52 years old now. You got to realize that these people are 52 years old. They doctors, they lawyers, they judges. They your workforce. They your workforce. They the people that's making decisions. Why you think that homosexuality and all of this shit has come where it legalized it? Through the Democratic Party. See, why do you think it's been real? Because of the mindset. They didn't have that mindset in 1960. They didn't have that mindset until Obama passed the bill. The sisters done asked every president from Lyndon Johnson, when we trace the history, would you sign this sister deal that we got Obama to sign through Michelle, which took on his thing, a change, his national thing, a change? Well, a change is the biggest homosexual group in America. They located on Washington, D.C., on Washington Boulevard. Google it. Google the change. And Michelle gave him
right.
That motto, the run up on the change. And he owed them. They put him in office. He signed the bill. But we can go back to Anita Bryan all the way back in the 60s where they were going, the sisters in Florida started that movement. They won't kill her behind the shit, and they've been asking them ever since then. But Obama, your black president, your first black president, you said, which is a goddamn lie. He wasn't the first black president. Shit. We know 9 of them that was here before Obama got here.
Right.
And John Hanson was the first president of the Continental Congress. You had to go back into that history to know this shit. But he passed the bill. And look in 2023 at the mindset. They teaching it to your goddamn children. They teaching how to be a homosexual to your children now. That was a child didn't even know what a damn sissy was. Back in 1950, 60s, until after 1970, they teaching, they giving the child the mind. Now, you see how the mind is being programmed? Look at all the little children's mind, and they even got drag queens teaching in the school system. I just posted some. The Navy, now check this out. I put it up with brother Mahal.
Hey, I saw that new Navy commercial.
The Navy got a drag queen promoted to go into the Navy. But the Navy always
said they must reach Generation Z, the Z generation.
Right. And see, I noticed something when I spent 30 years in the Navy, but I noticed in 65 and 66 that most of the corpsmen that was in the Navy was gay. I knew that because my uncle was gay. And I knew how gays act and what their language. So gays got their own language. They got their own way of acting, but they got their own language. And that's how you could recognize a gay. Listen to that man talk. That's what I do. And I know if he got sugar in his goddamn britches by the way he talk.
Yeah.
But the Navy has always had that in
it.
Hey,
are you trying to say, Brother Dawadia, the sugar he got, it didn't come from the kitchen, from baking the goods and all that? And the sugar you put in the coffee, is not that sugar?
Wait, now let me tell you something. When I was stationed at Millerton, Tennessee, I would have to pull guard duty at night. They had the barracks separated in the middle of the barracks, all whites on one side, all blacks and Filipinos was on the right side. The Filipinos had a certain section that they was in. All of them were stewardess. I was walking. I heard all of this moaning and junk going on. I was walking and hearing two Filipinos were screwing each other. I reported it. Wrote their ass up. Ain't nothing happened. The CO, the master of arms, told me, he said, why? That goes on all the time in that damn Filipino section. We don't even pay it no mind. They steered us. Now, that was going on in the Navy in 65.
Yeah.
And now they got a drag queen doing commercials to join the Navy.
Yeah. And you know what the guy said? The guy said perhaps the Army should follow suit. Yeah, that's what he said. He said the Army should do the same.
Well, I see it's about that time. I hope that somebody has understood what we said, which is probably real hard to understand what we're saying because your mind is already believing in that there's a God. And any time your mind believes there's a God, you've been conquered. You've been conquered by the Germanic race of people and they believe.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to say?
No, brother. Until next week.
You got anything, Brother Drew? You want to say?
Yeah, I just thought of something else to show the mind how crazy it is. You got these two well-known rappers, both of them females. They got married, but now they want a baby. Instead of, they black, they got a white baby in them, Brother DeWater and Brother Maher. They wanted a white food baby injected up in them. I said, man, that's just way beyond my conscience.
Yeah. And some of that is above our pay grade.
That's right, sir. All right, y'all. I just wanted to say that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace, y'all.
All right. Close us out, Brother Dawadia.